reminder, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of things happening tonight, but we need you to focus. We need you to concentrate specifically on some of the presentations. Right after the presentations, we have something fun in store for all of you. So take note of that. Right after the presentations, we have something fun in store for all of you. So focus, concentrate, and listen very well. All right, we'll start in a few moments.
Narinig niyo po ang ating kitang-kitang view. Tulad ng kanya sinabi, muli sa loob ng ilang minuto ay magsisimula ng content. Narito po tayo muli sa Content Today sa Holy Mash Pies. Dito po po niyo yung lingkod na si Jay, Jay Walker Garcia.
Maybe sa Apple and Police.
Yes, and... Yes.
Hello, hello.
At mamaya nakakasama din natin sa ating podcast.
Norman Q, and how about a round of applause for everybody here? Come on out. You know, it's Friday the 13th, and we have lived under the tradition that Friday the 13th is ominous. It's unlucky. You know, the original Friday the 13th is October 13, 1307, so we've started living from that point. You know, Manistel on Friday the 13th, but tonight, thank you to all of you. You decided to be with us. One more time, a round of applause, everyone. Come on, let's go. Now, you know, something very important is going to happen tonight. And we thank you for being here because we believe, we know that you are the right individuals, the right people to share this information, to share what's happening here tonight. So we know that our efforts will not go to waste. And also, the other reason we're together here, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday the 13th. We want you to have a good time. I believe we've been serving alcohol earlier in tonight. Have we? Who's drunk? Nobody's drunk yet. All right, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to officially open our program, please welcome for his message, the president of Smartmatic Asia Pacific, give it up for Mr. Cesar Flores. Mr. Flores, join us here, sir.
And
start na
din.
Thank you, everybody. We would like to welcome you officially to this launching this of our voters education webpage. We have put a lot of work into this, and for all of you, our journalist friends, cyber journalists, cyber press, bloggers around, we believe you will play a very important role, a key role in educating the voters towards these automated elections. We believe it is extremely important to spread information, to facilitate the correct way of voting. There are many, many unknowns still out there. Many unknowns that will require patience, will require accurate information going out. We have been working together with some of the best people around in this area, together with COMELEC, in designing a web page that will really, really help spreading the information, getting the right information out. You will see, once you log in, once you see the demonstrations, that voting is going to be extremely easy. However, there are a few reminders that we need to keep in mind. Few reminders, key reminders that we have to spread so everybody can vote. There's a little bit of fear of the machine, fear of the unknown. But really, we're still going to vote in paper. We're just going to have to shake these ovals so that our vote will count. And this is basically the whole point, that every vote will count. No vote will be manipulated. Every vote will correctly be counted. But for that, you need to remind very few things. Voters should be prepared. They should have a list of candidates. They should shake those ovals correctly. They should not overvote. Those few reminders will guarantee that we will have educated voters. You really don't need to know anything about technology to vote with this machine. Your interaction will be minimal. You will only need to shake your ovals, and then you have to insert the ballot into the machine. You won't take more than 2-3 seconds in front of the machine, but many people don't know that. Many people think we're going to vote on a screen, for instance. Many people don't know that we're using a paper ballot, and that's where your role is going to be more relevant, and that's where this web page is going to become more relevant. This is an automated election in the 21st century. And the most important communication tool of the 21st century is the internet. So it was only logical that we put a lot of effort into our webpage to encompass this new automation project. Now, I would just like to welcome you, make you feel at home. I would like to open the doors of communication, and you should know that we are here to work for the Filipino people. So any questions, any doubts, any type of information you require, you can always knock on our doors. And to continue with this introduction, and before we move into the demo, I will pass you to basically the man who is behind all this. He is the spokesperson of COMELEC, in charge of voter education. And we have been working very successfully together in designing these new instruments. We're very excited about our web pages. And to do a formal introduction, I will no longer stall and give you Mr. James Jimenez from COMELEC.
Good evening. How are you? Right. Excellent. Thank you for being here. We're going to launch the website. We have a slideshow, I think, or something. All right. Okay. So we all know that a lot of the information that we need to send to people has to be available to them all the time. It's like not just today, or not just tomorrow, not just for a week, but all the time. So we decided to put it on the website. Besides, it's automation anyway, and of course the thinking is that if you're going to go high-tech with one part of the project, you might as well go high-tech with everything else. So, we have two websites. The first is ibanayon.ph, and the second one is bagongbotante.ph. Could we click that? Right. So, okay. Both websites will carry a simple, very, very simple core message. first, that voting with a modern ballot is very, very easy. It's not something that you need to be afraid of. And second, that you must not overvote. If you notice, this message is really geared towards the voter, which is why the focus is on the ballot, not so much on the machine. The machine, you see, this baby here, while it is the sexy part of automation, it is really going to be used by the teachers and not by the voters themselves. The voters essentially will just feed the ballot here. So, what the voter really needs to be comfortable with and what they need to be competent with is how to use the modern ballot. And that's why the core message is that way. Next slide, please. So, again, the internet is the most efficient way of distributing information because information on the net is persistent. It stays there, it doesn't go away. So, unlike if you were to put it on a newspaper, for instance, you put it there today, tomorrow it's gone. You put it on TV or radio, you spend so much money just to have a week, and you're not even sure that it's going to be useful. And finally, if you put it in any of those media, you can't spread it very easily. You can make a clipping from a newspaper, but how many people can actually pull a recording from a TV commercial? Whereas on the web, you can really do all of those things. It stays there, and it can be freely shared among people very, very easily. So, next slide, please. Alright, so Iba Na Ngayon, .ph, it coincides with the slogan, Iba Na Ngayon. Iba Na Ngayon really means IBA, it's better automated. Right? IBA, it's better automated, Iba Na Ngayon. So, what it will have, main features first, is how to use the modern ballot. That's probably the most prominent part of it. Then you have instructional videos down here, among other things, how to, the PCOS demo, and of course there will be news, there will be a news feed, and resources. The resources part is, that's where if you're like conducting your own voter education effort, you can pull information from the resources. You can pull information there about the project team, about our partner, Smartmatic TIM. So again, the major part of this website, ibanangayon.ph, this is the information website. This is where you go to learn about things. Alright? So you start with the modern ballot, then you have videos. Videos including a PCOS demonstration. So, if you're like, you live in wherever, and you don't have a PCOS demo near you, you can always go to the web, or you can download that video and share it with your friends wherever they may be. Next slide, please. The other website is a community website. It's called bagongbotante.ph. Now, prior to this launch, the COMELEC has been in many of the major networking, social networking sites. We basically Facebook, we Plurk, we Twitter, we YouTube, we Friendster, you know, so we do all of these things. And now all we're doing is really just putting it all under, you know, under one roof, so to speak. So it's Bagong Botante, Sandigal ng Demokrasya, as Ricky likes saying. So, there you have the websites, the community websites, and a forum, as well as the blogs. So, ibanangayon.ph, that's the straight information website, right? You want information, you want hard data, you go there. You want to see the community, you go here, which is bagongbotante.ph. So, it will have blogs, forums, a large degree of interactivity because we have comments, we have polls, we have FAQs, and of course we have the Bagong Botante store. Alright, so a lot of this, of course, there you go. It's a store. Alright. Okay, so could we go back to the main site? The main site, go. Go. No, sir. Go down, sorry. The Bagong Botante site. Yeah, go down. So you see we have polls, and then we have the forum, and that's it, right? Any more? Anything more? Okay, you have fan pages. All right, and this one you have to remember. All right, recently we launched eHope 2010, right? Chief Justice Artemio Panganiban, he had this great idea of launching a website, and since we were already doing this, we decided to give the website a temporary home. But now, if you type eHope 2010, this is where you're going to end up, and the forum will still be here. It will still be updated regularly, and the questions will still be answered. Okay? And of course, all of this, could we go to the other side? Yung ano? There, and then let's go down. See, so one of the things you're going to notice there, we've got our partners. Partners are very important. Politicalarena.com. You like the beer? You like how the beer tastes? You say thank you to politicalarena.com. Yay! Give them a hand. I'll say it again, politicalarena.com. That's 500,000 mentions already. Alright. So, alright. Politicalarena.com, the series is very important. Why? One of the things that we noticed in previous elections is that there really has been a dearth of information about politicians. You remember Comelec space in the newspapers, right? It's like one page, and you add, you know, you put in all of the political players, you divvy up the space, and you end up with little one-by-one pictures of everyone. We decided to do that on cyberspace. So here we have virtually unlimited real estate, and we can put the names and then all of other information about the players, political players. So the candidates, when the time comes. Now the site content of their pages, that's entirely up to them. So if it sucks, it's their fault, right? If it's great, then credit goes to them. But if it blows, then they're the ones who blow. All right. So the offline component is that as part of the implementation strategy for the information-based for the internet-based campaign, is we will be organizing meetups. We will be organizing blogger meetings and local meetups with blogger communities nationwide. We want to hold these meetups in cooperation with local businesses. What we want to do really is to introduce the concept of modern automated elections to as many people as possible. All right? As many people get hands on it, get eyes on it, the better for everyone. Essentially, what we're saying is, matuto, magturo, at ibahagi. Okay? Learn it. Wait, not this. Learn it, teach it, share it. All right. So that's what we want to do. We have to learn it, teach it, and share it. So next, please. Okay. Again, Political Arena is the Philippines' first social political networking site, and it's a complex information for the 2010 elections. It's a partner of that. Again, it's the one where you see all of the candidates for national positions: president, vice president, and senator. Right, senator. And that's where they'll put all of their information. Other online partners, of course, Yahoo, Purple Thumb, Yahoo Southeast Asia, and Friendster Sigaw. Right? So, thank you very much, and enjoy the website, and enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you very much.
One more time, Mr. James Jimenez, right there. There you go. Thank you, sir. Very good job. Yep, thank you very much to politicalarena.com. By the way, where are the bloggers? Bloggers, where you at? Thank you for coming. Round of applause for our bloggers right there. Our media friends, where are you? And I see Ms. Vicky Alcurillo right here from Lenovo, Philippines. There you go. Hi, ma'am. How you doing? Thank you for joining us tonight. Okay, now, there's a certain component of the website. It's called a shout box, and to explain that to us, what it does, how you can use it, please welcome from Sapporo.net, Michael Javillo.
Good evening, everyone.
We are the SMS
of this initiative, Bagong Mutante.
Our website is called Bagong Mutante Upload. Now, we are running an information campaign. In the SMS capital of the world, the Philippines, it won't be complete without an SMS
component.
We believe that the internet is the most effective way to disseminate information, yes, but you still have to think about the majority of users or the voters who are still on SMS. Fear of technology does not exist for these people, the texters, right? And we should leverage on SMS as a very important tool to disseminate information to those who are not online. Now, how does it work? Well, you can have your print media say something like this: register a username *BBA. What that does is it includes the texter, the end user, into the SMS community. And this community links the SMS network with the internet network. Okay? One example is this. We call it the shout box. A shout box is just a simple website where the texts come in here in real time, and it can be shown in the internet. It can be shown in different websites. It can be shown something as this big for an event like this, or something small that can be included in third-party websites. Now, what will it be good for? It can be good for getting information, questions from voters. They text in their question, and people designated to answer those questions can also answer, also through text, they can do that. And then this can be a real-time FAQ system, right? So that's just one way. Now, we also help this initiative by making it an SMS campaign or SMS broadcast facility.
Okay.
What that means is, you, when you register, you will also get information from EBA or Bagong Tagaytay. You will get information in piecemeal, okay? So you get a text message on an website possibly, or a text message telling you, if you want to learn more about the new automated voting machine, then you can text in a keyword and you will get an automated response. It's our contribution to help disseminate information to SMS users. Now, for this event and for this website, what I'd like to do is invite you, people who have cell phones now, to try this facility. It's very easy. You have your cell phone with you. You can do this. Reg. Alias can be any username. Any username is like an email address, 3 to 15 characters. It can have numbers. It can have a period, slash, or an underscore. So that's your username. My username is Mike. *BBA. What this does is it registers you into the SMS information system so that you will get messages later. Now don't worry, you won't use it for cash load messages and so on. Yeah. You will get information that will be relevant to the new voting system. So please do this, try this out, and then later after the program, this website will be shown here, and your text messages when you do this will also be shown here. So maybe you can say hi to your friends in the room and you will see it here. Now just to liven up the party, we will give 10 beer below zeros. 10 beer below zeros to the first 10 users who can send a message to this website. So we'll look at this website, we'll check it out later. And the first 10 will get a beer below zero. Okay. That's it. So thank you very much for your time. We hope you try this out. And we hope to be able to help Comelec in their information campaign.
Thank you very much. Michael Habina, what are you waiting for? 10? The first 10 beer below zero. Where is that? The first 10 will send a message here. You'll get a beer below zero, isn't it? The beer? Right, cool. What are you waiting for, huh? Just register. All right? Just register. The first 10 people we see here, all right, you get beer below zero. That does not include you, little boy. Don't register, all right? Alrighty, okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, it is finally time to see just exactly how this machine works. Mr. Jimenez called us a sexy baby. Yep. We'll see how sexy it is. Let's call in Mr. Miguel Avila to demonstrate this machine right here. Mr. Avila! Join us here, sir. The ladies' man. Is that, can we say that? We can't say that. Oh, we just did.
Good evening, everyone. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Kumusta po kayo lahat? First of all, we're really happy that you're all here. Tulad ng sinabi po ni Cesar Flores kanina, we understand that you will play a very important role for the coming elections. So, aside from that, hinihingi po namin additionally ang inyong suporta kasi sa totoo lang, kailangan magtulungan tayo dito lahat. Anyway, I'm here tonight to present to you the PCOS machine, no? And if it's the first time that you hear it, it sounds like a technical mouthful, no? Precinct Count Optical Scan System. Ang hirap tandaan, no? So let's break it down. Precinct count, kasi ang makina natin, it's at the level of the clustered precinct. Doon tayo nagbibilang ng ating mga boto. And diretso po natin yan tinatransmit. So, in essence po, no? Tinatanggal na po natin ang human intervention sa counting, sa transmission, sa canvassing and to a certain extent, the proclamation. So that's precinct count. Optical scan. Bakit yan tawag na optical scan? Kasi bawat subo natin ng balota, our machine takes a digital image or a capture para nililitratuhan niya both sides of the ballot simultaneously. No? At ito'y nare-record sa ating makina. So let's talk about auditability. Meron tayong mga balota na manually fill up ng ating mga botante nasa loob ng ballot box. Okay? We have the images that are stored in the machine. We have the 30 copies of the election returns that our PCOS machine generates. Aside from that, we have the audit trail. Ano itong audit trail na to? All of our actions using this machine is actually recorded. It identifies who did which action. It identifies what time that action was committed. So basically, we have all of these trails to make sure that everything is transparent. Is everybody following me at this point? I know it could get a bit technical sometimes. Nah. Anyway, let me introduce to you the components that make up our system. Unang-una dyan, when we enter the precinct, ang mapapansin natin, may malaking bagay sa harap natin, no? Ano ba tawag dyan? Washing machine? ATM? No, it's not an automated teller machine. Wala pong pera ang ating makina. This is what we call, ulitin natin, PCOS, or as more easily that can describe it, ACM, or automated counting machine. Anyway, okay? The first thing we notice actually is that we have a big contraption in front, and let me describe that to you. This is the ballot box. It is just a demo ballot box for the 2010 national and local elections. The final ballot box that we will be using would be translucent. Bakit translucent yan? Unang-una, kailangan natin makita ang anino ng balota na uhulog sa ballot box. No? Sunod, dapat hindi natin makita kung paano bumoto ang isang botante. It should not be transparent enough so that the votes of the voter would be visible. So in effect, it's translucent so that we still protect voter anonymity and vote secrecy. So that is the ballot box. And on top of that sits our machine. No? So let me describe now the components that make up the machine. Okay? This part over here is what we call the feeder. No? One thing about our machine is that the voters would be personally feeding their ballots. Let me minimize my voice a bit. Problema nun, I drank first before presenting. Normally, it should be presenting before drinking. Anyway, the feeder is where the voters would be personally feeding their ballots. Okay, so the voters would stand in front of the machine, no? And then they feed the ballot in this direction. Into the slot, into the feeder. And they can do that in any orientation, meaning pwede yan paharap, pwede yan palikot, pwede yan pabaliktad. Ang hindi po pwede, mga kaibigan, ang pagilid. No? Hindi rin yan pwedeng side view. This part over here is what we call the touch screen. So the touch screen is basically the screen that we touch. Aside from the obvious, the touchscreen has other functionalities. First and foremost, it displays the messages that the system would have to be showing. For example, now, it says there, please insert security key for authentication. Okay? So basically, dyan po lalabas ang mga mensahe ng sistema tulad ng congratulations. Thank you for voting. Paayong buntag, nagusaya. So, anyway, those are still items that are to be configured yet. But anyway, another function of the system, no, is that it is basically the interface of our poll workers with the machine. Sino ba mga poll workers na yan? Ang tawag natin sa kanila, officially BEI or Board of Election Inspectors. Sila ang ating mga guro. At kung sa totoo lang, sasabihin ko sa inyo to, ang laki ng tulong ng ating teknolohiya sa ating mga guro come election day. Anyway, dito po nila pinipindot ang mga kailangan nilang pindutin para mapagana ang ating makina. So yan ang touch screen. This portion over here is what we call, the thermal printer. The thermal printer generates all of the reports that our machine would have to generate. For example, initialization report. I will show that to you later during the actual demonstration. Another report is the election returns. No? Alam ba natin kung ano yung election returns? Malamang. Another report is of course the audit trail as well as the transmission reports. And of course, definitely, I will show how the system would be working in a bit. Okay, ang tawag dito manyo. Kasi whenever I do this demonstration, I tend to be really exaggerated and...
He learned of that in Plaza Miranda. So.
Thank you very much for that embarrassing reminder. Okay, this is a thermal printer, and of course, since we're using a thermal printer, we will be using thermal papers. I know all of us here would have our hesitations and our doubts as regards to using thermal paper. Bakit? Ano ba ang mga resibo na nakukuha natin doon sa mga fast food? Doon sa letter M, walang libreng advertising. Letter J, no? So, thermal paper yon ang ginagamit. Ang ating sagot dyan, sa totoo lang pala, meron palang different levels of quality as regards to thermal papers. And for the 2010 national and local elections, the thermal paper that we'll be deploying is of a quality that is manufacturer guaranteed to last at least 5 years. And of course, that should be under optimal conditions. And those conditions would be specified in what we call the general instructions that COMELEC will be promulgating. What is the general instructions? No? Ito ang parang Biblia ng ating mga teachers. Ito ang parang mga set of instructions that the teachers would be following come election day. Another component of the system, but I have to apologize, I was not able to bring. Kasi medyo hindi siya magaan. And medyo traffic. Anyway, ang tawag natin dyan, backup battery. The backup battery is there to guarantee, no, that to guarantee to run our machine constant use for at least 16 hours. 16 hours po. For the 2010 national and local elections, ang ating voting time is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Ilang oras po yun? 11 hours. Since we'll be using a battery that will power the machine for at least 16 hours, kakayanin ba yun? Kulang sa interaction. Yes! Kakayanin yun! Pero kung hindi, of course, nandiyan pa rin ang ating contingency procedures, contingency batteries. No? Okay, let me now describe the ballot. Ito na po ang ating bagong pamamaraan ng pagboboto. But, it is still similar to the manual elections. Bakit? Kasi meron pa rin tayong mga balota. No? But as opposed to the previous ballot that we'll be using, that we were using, no? Kung dati-rate, we fill out the names. First name, last name ng ating kandidato, a process which takes around, on the average, 20 to 25 minutes to fill out 30 to 35 names. Ngayon, ang kailangan na lang natin gawin is to shape, no? Is to fully shape the oval corresponding to our chosen candidate. Madali ba yun o mahirap? Familiar ba yun or unfamiliar? Sa totoo lang po, familiar naman po tayo dyan, di po ba? Nagamit na po natin yan sa mga NCEE exams, And of course, familiar rin po tayo sa pag-fill up ng mga lotto tickets mo. Now, even at the level of the ballot, we already have security features. Ano ang mga security features na yun? Our ballot has what we call a barcode. The barcode is basically the unique identifier of each ballot. So for example, if we had 47 million voters, we would have 47 million ballots. And each of those ballots would be unique. No? So practical application. If for example, our machine has already read this ballot, nahulog na itong balota sa ating ballot box. Kunyari po, meron akong kapangyarihan, hindi ko alam kung paano, pero nakuha ko ulit siya. And I try to feed the ballot again. Babasahin ba na makina yun? No! Thank you. Hindi po, kasi recorded na po ang barcode. Now, another security feature at the level of the ballot is what we call the UV ink. Ano itong UV ink na to? It's called ultraviolet ink, and it is not readily visible under the naked eye. Pero ang makina natin, hinahanap niya ang presence ng UV ink na yun. Practical application. Kung sakasakaling finotocopy, dinuplicate natin ang ballot, no? Maaari makuha natin yung tsura ng balota, maaari makuha natin yung barcode, maaari makuha natin ang mga ovals. Pero hindi lilipat po ang UV ink from the original ballot to the duplicate ballot. No? In effect, that is how our system safeguards against that kind of fraud. Now, another component of the system, another component of the system is what we call the permanent markers that we will be deploying for the election day. No? Hindi na po tayo magdadala. Tayo mga botante, we don't have to bring our own pens, our own pencils. Gagamitin na lang po natin ang ipapagamit sa atin ng ating COMELEC. No? At ito'y mga permanent markers. Excuse me, eh?
Malakas lang yung sasang boses niya. Okay lang. Hindi, okay lang yan. Hindi, okay na yan. After na lang tayo mag-commentary na lang.
Okay. Ito'y itsura ng permanent marker. Meron pa akong isa pang sample. Ganyan, mas mahaba. Sa totoo lang, hindi pa ito ang final markers na
natin
gagamitin natin come election day. Demo markers pa lang to. Naibili ko lang yun dun sa pakilagdan to. Okay. Ano pa ba ang... Nasaan na ba ako? I was describing the markers, no? Yeah. Anyway, another component of the system, no, is what we call the memory cards. We have a main memory card, we have a backup memory card, and it's hidden inside a secured compartment. The main memory card is where all of the images are stored. No? All of the electoral data that the machine captures, they store it in the memory card, in the main memory card. Now, what is the backup memory card for? At the end of the elections, there will be a procedure for the chairman of the for the PEIs to make a copy of the main memory card. No? Napupunta yun dun sa isang backup memory card. But this backup memory card would be configured differently. After the capturing process is finished, this backup memory card would be configured to become a read-only device. So, pwede nating basahin ang datos doon, hindi na natin mapapalitan. Okay. Now, the last component that I will yet describe is what we call the security key. Para saan ang security key? Once we open our automated counting machine, once we power it on, by default, ang makina natin, naka-locked mode yan. Wala tayong magawa dyan sa makina. hindi po natin magagamit ang functionalities of the system unless we use what we call the security key. Now, there is only one security key per machine. Okay? This is the only key that can open this particular machine. We do not have a master key or a skeleton key that can open all of the machines to be used for the election. So, sino dapat ang maghahawak nito? Sino dapat ang magsisafeguard nito? Si Chairman ng BBIs. Now, let us all pretend that it is already. Kailan ba ang election? Narinig ba ng boss ko yun? Kasi if we heard that, he'll say, you're fired, you don't remember when the election is. May 10, 2010. No? Gagamitin ko ang security key and I'm gonna touch it to this port. Now, there are certain messages that the system is displaying now. For example, security key verified. So there is a verification process involved. And now it says validating election files. It's making sure that all of the files are intact. No? And now may bago siyang screen. It shows a new screen right now. And this is what we call the administration menu. Do we have a camera that could capture whatever it is I'm pressing here to display on the screen? Okay. Well, a video camera, yeah? A webcam na lang ng laptop. But anyway, so that we can patch it to the projector, at least you can all see what it is I'm pressing. No, it's okay. If you want, okay. Let me continue. I'll be as descriptive as possible. No, it's okay. It's okay. Let me just describe it as best as I can. Right now, we have a number of options that we could pick on the screen. No? It says here, open voting, utility, sprint report, shut down. Pretty basic. Now what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be accessing the open voting button. There you go. And now it's showing a number screen, a keypad screen. Basically, our system is prompting for two passwords. Two passwords meant for two different BEI members. Okay? So I will be inputting the first password now. 1, 2, 3, 4. I press enter, and then the screen displays PIN accepted. Now I will be inputting the second password. 5, 6, 7, 8. I press enter. PIN accepted. And then there's another option. I'm going to press initialize both counters. At this point, sinisigurado po ng makina natin na walang daman ang sistema. And then it prints out what we call an initialization report.
Why is that important? This is what, when you do this, it's basically you're zeroing the machine and you're showing to everybody at the precinct level that there are no votes inside the voting machine. So basically that's what's happening. And you print a copy of the ER. Now to wrap this up, because I understand we're taking too much time. Basically what's going to happen on election day? This is going to happen before the voters even arrive. So this is something that mostly only media and political parties and poll watchers will be witnessing. But after that, you know, regular voters will be arriving. And what's going to happen is they're going to approach the table where the BIs are. They're going to say their names, and they're going to be located on the voters list, right? After that, they will receive their ballot inside a what is called a privacy folder, and they will be pointed out to free chairs where they can fill this out, right? Now, you might think it's one voter at a time, but it's not like that. I mean, many voters will be receiving these ballots simultaneously, and then they will be start filling out the ballots while sitting down. So you can have 10 or 12 voters, depending on what commonality size you have, voting at the same time. Only when they finish here is when they will approach the voting machine and insert their votes. So the important instruction here is basically fill out the poll books correctly, fill it out so that there is no doubt about what your intention as a voter is, right? Do not overvote in those contests where you have to choose more than one option, like senators or provincial board members. So if it's five candidates, do not vote for six, because that particular contest will be voided. Not all the ballot, but that particular voter. And the reason behind this is you don't want to have any room for misinterpretation of the voters' meeting. So Miguel is going to show you now how, after voting, the machine produces the ERs. In order to save time, I'm going to shade this ballot, right? So in this case, we're going to the national side. Okay. All right. We have some pre-filled ballots here, and as Miguel is inserting them, you will see how the counter in the voting machine will increase the number of ballots read. So from zero, now we go to one ballot cast.
Meron po tayong tinatawag natin ballot cast counter dito. Nagsimula yan po sa zero. Every time we feed a ballot into the machine, that counter increments by one.
So now I'm going to be filling out here different positions very easily. President, Vice President, Party List, Senator. I will choose probably four senators. One plebiscite, then I go to the local side of the ballot, and I will fill out a representative, a provincial board member, one mayor, one vice mayor, one provincial governor, one vice governor, and one, two, three, four district councilors. So basically, I'm going to approach the voting machine. This will be inside the so-called privacy folder, so nobody can see this. Basically, and it's the voter himself that will introduce the vote into the voting machine, just by doing this. After that, the machine will verify the ballot, and it will announce that, congratulations, your vote has been registered. So far we have four ballot cast. Now let's say it is 6 p.m., it's closing time, no more people are standing in line, and the BI is going to close the polls. Once you close the polls, there's no possibility of going back. There's no possibility of inserting more ballots. And now it's where the most beautiful part begins, because this is what really makes a difference in the life of the teachers and the BIs. Before this technology, it will take them hours to count this vote. They will go into midnight counting votes, you know, risking their lives in many cases. And now we're going to count these votes within seconds. And within seconds, we will be able to produce up to 30 copies of these ERs. Republic Act 9369 indicates who gets these copies, the media, the political parties, etc. So these copies are going to be used to make sure that the canvassing is correct. Because while you're sitting at the prison, holding an ER in your hand, you wouldn't be able to call. Let's say you represent a political party. You will be able to call your party and say, I'm in prison number 5, and these are the results. Are these the same results that are being published online? Because we're going to have real-time online publication of the ERs. Let's say you're a PPCRB or any other poll watch organization. You're going to be able to call, or maybe if you have internet access on your computer, you're going to be able to log in online and check that the ER that you're holding in your hand right there at the prison is the same one that is going to be published online. No more that bowers. And it's immediate possibility of making sure that no back dawas ever occurred, because the ER that is produced right there at the prison is going to be posted online. So now, Miguel, wow, what is that? So basically, let's say we want to, if you put it here, yeah, the screen, get on this side. Oh, all right. Basically, I'm a VI. I will put my key on top of the machine. I think Miguel does this much better than I do. He has the magic touch. So now, as you can see here, or not, basically we're going to close the election.
We're going to press the close voting button, and then it drops here, there's a final confirmation screen. Are you sure you want to close voting? I'm going to press yes. Okay. And then again, it's gonna prompt me for the two passwords. 1, 2, 3, 4, enter. And then, PIN accepted. 5, 6, 7, 8, enter. Sana wala akong marinig dyan na, yes, alam ko na ang password ng election. Eh. Hindi ganun yun.
One important comment is that every password is different for every machine and for every VI. It's not one single set of passwords and keys. So basically, now you'll see the machine is going to start printing ERs. One for the national positions and one for the local positions. And this goes on until you print out 8 copies of the ERs. After you print out 8 copies, the machine will be connected. The machine has been offline during the whole election day. It's a stand-alone voting machine. No cables coming in or out. So only after printing 8 copies, we will plug in the machine and we will do the transmission. This transmission only takes about 2 minutes. And after finishing the transmission, we will print out 22 more copies of the ERs. Basically, to show that the same printout comes out after transmission, and nothing has been altered during the transmission. So the beauty, again, is that you will have a copy of this, and right after we do the transmission, you will be able to even go online and check that this is the same ER that was published online. And this ER will be the base of the canvassing. Municipal, provincial, national canvassing. So I think with this, we have covered almost all the different issues. And if you have any answers, please, we'll be more than willing to answer them. Thank you very much, and I hope you will become a very important part of this voter education campaign. Please spread the word, invite your friends, invite your organizations, invite everyone you know to log in and check this vital information. And we welcome you into this 21st century type of voting. Thank you very much.
Okay, just a reminder, these are the messages that we will keep on reiterating during the voters' education. Please, no overvoting, fully shady choval, and we also have a warning, there's only one ballot per voter. And a reminder, a tip, sana lahat tayo magdala ng kodigo come election day. Thank you very much.
There you go, thank you very much, Mr. Miguel Avila. That's a very important thing to do, right? Create your list before you go there. Saves you a lot of time. Now, earlier I mentioned you better be concentrating, listening well to the presentation because we have something fun in store for you. And if you did listen, as soon as Miss Ruth or Miss Vaughn, where's Ruth? Ruth, where are you? Where's the something I'm supposed to give away? Alright. Mr. Avila, do you have your questions for everybody here? I believe we're giving away how many t-shirts, Ms. Vine? 15 for this one. 15 officially? Alright. Mr. Avila, you got 10 questions. I got 5. You go on first. If you get give us the right answer, Mr. Avila gives you a t-shirt. Sir Miguel, go.
These are one of the things that we always remind people during voters' education. Give me one reminder. Lady in black. Fully shade the oval. That's one correct answer. Thank you very much. Okay, what is another reminder? That's Lady Bird. Don't overvote! Thank you very much!
Alex, where are you for Politica Kanina? The t-shirts, we need it.
Yeah, of course. Alright, sir, we got one more question, sir. Well, actually, we got 8 more. You got another one? You got 8 more?
Ano ang tawag natin dito? Chupon.
Come on. Right, this guy here, Scotland.
Excellent.
Security key, there you go. Third t-shirt for you. Alright. 7 more questions, here we go.
Okay, how many copies of the election returns is the new automated counting machine generating?
It's got right here.
I want to pick somebody over there.
Somebody over there, okay.
Preferably not from Smart Daddy TIM. Preferably a blogger.
There you go, sir. There. Are you a blogger?
Preferably.
Sir? Or you're from Kamalek?
Anybody knows the answer here?
All right, to those who want t-shirts already, please approach Miss Ruth, all right? Miss Ruth.
Mr. Aaron Calusa, how many copies? Excellent! 30 copies of
there you go. T-shirt for you. Go ahead, here we go. We got 6 more.
Okay. What is our encryption level for the automated counting machine when we do transmission? What's your answer?
Uh-huh.
128-bit encryption! Congratulations!
There you go! There you go! Very good! Go ahead.
Give me the security features that are found in the ballot.
Uh-huh.
One answer. One answer. Over there!
Over there!
Over there!
Over there! Answer! Answer! You!
Yes.
UV ink.
Excellent. UV ink. Ano ibig sabihin ng UV ink?
Ultraviolet ink.
Ultraviolet. Mali yun.
Violet.
Violet. Okay.
All right. There you go. You secure the prize. Very good. How many more t-shirts do I have, Ms. Ruth?
What's another security feature?
Another security feature. Come on.
That, that guy over there. Galing, Marco.
Marco,
Marco is a unique identifier of each ballot.
T-shirt for you.
Oi, how many chances does the voter get to fill out the ballot correctly? How many chances?
How many chances?
Come on! Galen!
There you go, I got it. Alright, how many more? How many more, Miss Ruth? How many more? Two more, Sir Miguel, two more.
What will be the color of the final ballot box that we will be deploying on election day?
The color!
You need for black. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but it's not black. Preferably not from Gomelec.
Not from Gomelec.
There's a pretty lady over there. Miss Sonia Johnson, what's the color of the ballot box?
Come on, ask help right now. Come on.
Color friend, color friend, please.
What's the color? Come on.
Yes, translucent. I know it's not really a color, but that's the correct answer.
Translucent, wow. Alright, are we done? My turn? Alright, five questions now, my turn. Alright, here we go. Raise your hands up if you know the answer. What is the website address of the official Gomelec Voters Education site? You, sir, the one you have. Sorry? Nope. You. Nope. Ibanayon.ph is correct. T-shirt for you, sir. Approach Miss Ruth. Alright, second question. What is the website address of the Voters Education Social Network? Pablo.ph. Very good. How many more do I have? Miss Ruth. How many more? Three more? How many more? I got one more? One more t-shirt? Miss Nan, how many more? One more t-shirt? Two more. Alright, I got two more. Alright, this one's important. Listen up. What are the three things a Bagong Botante volunteer need to remember? Give me those three things. In Tagalog, it's 2N1I. In English, it's LTS. Come on. English or Tagalog, I'll accept it. Manalo ka naman. Someone over here, come on. You, sir. Learn it, teach it, share it. What's your name? Showing me, and Paul Lister. Very good. Got it. One more teacher. Alright, here we go. You can just give me one, it's alright, you can just give me one. Give three features of the Bagong Botante site. Three features of the Bagong Botante site. Come on. If you were listening, you sir, see it. Huh? A forum is correct, there you go. Well, we got the blog, we got the poll, we got the store, we got the forum. There you go, thank you very much. Very good job. Alright. At this point, we'd like to acknowledge the following individuals and our friends from Smartmatic. The project head, Alberto Castro, where are you, sir? Thank you for coming, thank you for joining us. We got Hector Cordova, thank you, sir, for coming. Juliana Pinate, thank you for coming. Heider Garcia, thank you for coming. Kipo Machado, thank you for coming. Miguel Boto, thank you for coming. I don't know Miguel Boto. Miguel Boto. Pero magkampo na kay Pacquiao, ay lumaban. But Miguel Boto is here. Ellie Alvarez is here. Thank you. Chris Iskander is here. Thank you for coming. And of course, the spokesperson of Smartmatic, our very own Gene Gregorio. Mr. Gregorio, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. All right. Sir Miguel Avila, I want you to join me here on stage. Please join me back here. All right, we're going to be opening the floor right now for your questions. Of course, we got to entertain your questions. You probably have those. So just raise your hands if we got time for the open forum. We shall open the floor for your questions.
We call Mr. James Jimenez.
Mr. James Jimenez. Sir James is still here. Mr. Jimenez? I see you on TV all the time, sir. You know that. I watch you on TV all the time. Very articulate man you are. All right. We're going to be opening the floor right now for your questions. Who's the first one? Who's the first great soul? All right, Mr. Jimenez is taking a seat. He wants to be comfortable when he answers your questions. Here we go. I'll give the microphone right now, Mr. James.
Hello.
Norman, there are some questions from the floor. Maybe you can ask them.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Sir James, on average, how many registered voters are there in the country?
We expect about, in 2010, we expect about 46 to 47 million registered voters. 46
okay.
to 47.
Politicalarena.com, not PH. Thank you for the beer. Thank you for the beer. So James, how many bottles have you down so far?
Two,
okay. All right, questions, please.
Questions?
The little boy, sir.
What happens if you lose a security key? You go to jail.
Don't lose the security key, all right? All right, don't lose the security key. There you go.
Check kayo, ha?
Questions, ma'am?
Nakasagot po kami.
Ayos.
May
1 hour na pala nag-alala po.
Could you explain
the
number
of 40,000 IT
experts?
Congratulations for a very successful event. Definitely need the assistance of air, weather.
Mas marami nag-view.
Next year's election is very crucial and important for democracy. And we need the help and assistance of everyone. The bloggers are very important. We need to get the word out. There's a lot of work to done it. There's a lot of challenges, but we intend to bring the challenges head on. And with everyone's help, a lot of hard work, we will have a successful election next year. Next year, we make history by having the first automated national election in the Philippines. But tonight, we party. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I'm like a commissioner. We're going to talk about. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. Next year we make history, but tonight we party, we get drunk. Are we? Get drunk, sir?